وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. In a previous episode, we spoke about interest, and we said it is very devastating to the economy, very devastating to people, which means that we will put people in hardship by forcing them to pay extra more than what they can afford. While people get poorer, there are plenty who get richer. So you can see the banking system of the world is based on interest. They don't give you a dollar without asking for a percentage in return. We said when a person indulges himself in riba directly by giving, by lending others, or borrowing from people on the concept of riba, because we were told that we should not take a loan based on interest, nor should we give a loan on interest. So it works both sides. So I cannot go and take a loan on interest because I will get in trouble. So we said the first thing that happens is that those who deal with interest, whether giving or taking, they will rage a war against Allah and the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, as the verse says, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ. فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. So there's a problem there. The second thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done in terms of riba, and mind you, Allah uses a very strong language, is because He is trying to get me and you to refrain from moving in that direction and indulging it. Because if I want to buy a house and I want to get a loan, and I know the loan is based on an interest loan, if I do it, he do it, she does it, everyone does it, then the problem it becomes is that these banks, these systems become bigger and stronger. So I contribute. That's why Allah says, I'm going to put a very strong things to prevent you. One is I'm going to go to war with you. Two is hellfire, a permanent residency in hellfire. The Quran says, فَمَنْ جَاءَهُ مَوْعَظَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ فَانْتَهَى فَلَهُ مَا سَلَفَ. Those who, you know, someone comes and tells them this is haram, you should not do it, you should refrain, and they did not know, and then they stop, and Allah says, okay, whatever happened in the past, I will forgive it. وَأَمُرُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. At the end of the day, Allah will deal with it. وَمَنْ عَادَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. But those who go back and they do more of it, more riba, then they are the one who will burn in hellfire, and they will remain in it forever. So when we say it is one of the bigger or major sins, is because the major sins, Allah says, the dwellers of hell, they will remain there forever. So it is one of the major sins. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in hadith, he says, الرِّبَى سَبْعُونَ جِزْءًا. Interest is divided into 70 parts. فَأَيْسَرُهُ. The least of these 70, the least of it. مِثْلُ. As if. أَنْ يَنْكَحَ الرَّجُلُ أُمُّهُ فِي بَيْتِ اللَّهِ الْحَرَامِ. The least of these 70, it is like يعني the magnitude of it. It is like a person committing incest with his mother in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is how strong interest is. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uses that example, which is extremely an annoying example, to say the least, like an example that shocks your core. But the Prophet says those who indulge in interest are actually much worse than that, because this is just a tiny example. Let us have a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we were saying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not taking interest very lightly because of the destruction it causes human beings and people. And we said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says riba has 70 parts and the least of it is like this and that. Also Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says dirhamu riba ashaddu inda Allah min 70 zinyatan kulluha bidat mahram. I mean, like, the ahadith, they're using such a strong language to show me and you how bad this act is. So the Imam says, one dirham, and now dirham is like $1, let's say, taken from an interest trade, whether giving it or taking it, because we said they both are the same. Ashaddu indallah is more worse to Allah than 70 acts of adultery. And these 70 acts of adultery, all of them are in incest with a mahram, with someone that you cannot marry, like a mother or a sister. So he says, the Imam says, 70 acts of adultery committed in with incest, it's much worse than taking $1. I mean, I don't know how to simplify this any further, but you get the idea here that it is extremely, extremely haram. Not only a person goes to war with Allah, not only he is in hellfire forever, but like a dollar of it is like so severe. And then what follows is the sequencing of curse. So this person who indulges in riba is also cursed. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, the hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen on behalf of the Prophet, he says, la'ana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam al-riba. He cursed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, cursed interest, wa akiluhu, those who consume interest, wa bayi'uhu, those who sell interest, وَمُشْتَرِيهِ, and those who buy interest, وَكَاتُبُهُ, and those who write the interest, وَشَاهِدُهُ, and those who witness the act or the contract of interest. So basically anything that has the smell or the hint of interest in it, it is mal'oon, it is cursed. So all these people get cursed. So we need to take it extremely seriously, because sometimes we come and we justify to ourselves and we say, oh, the scholar Fulan said this aloud and the scholar Fulan said this aloud. Now, with these scholars, obviously, they have to give an answer to the question. And most of the times, there are a lot of things not taken into consideration. Like they will say, okay, it is if you are, for example, muhtar, if you are in hardship. And then you see everyone is buying it. Well, none of us is muhtar. I can rent. Most people rent. Even people who are not Muslims, they rent. Well, there is no compulsion in buying a house. It's not like I'm going to die. I'm going to be in the streets where I say, oh, I have this extremity. I had to buy a house on interest. We have to be very careful because otherwise, all of these are includes us. And inshallah, we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله